told a lie. But Jesus never lied. There was no guile found in him, and no lies of the truth. Woo! He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No body. I said body, but no man can come to the Father except he come on by me. Woo! Confucius, you can't get in that. Yo, yeah, like you say, he's confused himself. Getting kind of quiet here. And Buddha, why are you sitting there, you know, squatting all that? You can't go nowhere. You just a stone sitting there. I wish I had made her preach. Woo! And Muhammad, they may say you went up to heaven. Oh, no. Oh, no. You're dead in the grave. And you're still there. If you don't believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you're an Antichrist. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. You just can't believe he was a just and righteous man or just one of the prophets. No, he is the only one. There's no more after him. Come on, come on, come on. Can I get amen? Oh, I feel like preaching. Hallelujah. There is salvation in no other than Jesus Christ. He brought salvation. I might not can get through here. Amen. Woo! I got to put a gallon in a pint. Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. 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 Now, again, he says... Booth says, Lord, can I talk a little while? He said, what I said, and I got, and my son got this off the network. What you call it, internet? Internet. I can give you the date and everything, so this is not my stuff, so don't try to sue me. Amen. What I said was that I believe my faith tells me that acceptance of Jesus Christ as my Savior is my salvation. And I believe that, I also, though, made it very clear that it is not the governor's role to decide who decides who go to him. That's true. Bush said last week, he said a governor's job is to be tolerant and promote dialogue and mutual understanding and respect among people of different beliefs. United Press International said, as if faith in Christ is necessary for admission to heaven, Bush said, no, I don't believe in faith in Christ is necessary for the admission to heaven. I believe that God decides who goes to heaven, not George Bush. Oh, yeah, yeah. Boy, double talk anyway, huh? Double talk. Now, who is this man? Who is this man, Edgar Brofman? Brofman, I told you who he was. Y'all with me? Amen. Now it says, Brofman is a distiller, president, good God from Zion. Hey, y'all feel all right? He promotes a rock group. Brofman promotes Satan's Mary Mason. Y'all with me? Which high-ranking member of a global elite is financially involved in satanic rock music? Which high-ranking member of the global elite is financially involved in satanic rock music? The answer is Edgar Brofman, head of the World Jewish Congress. Brofman is sponsor of possibly the Earth's most wicked rock group called Marilyn Manson. Marilyn Manson is the newest satanic heavy metal rock band for youth. The band's name honors the late Hollywood starlet Marilyn Monroe, committed suicide, and mass killer Charles Manson. That's where you get Marilyn Manson from. The group makes plain its satanic goal of destroying Christianity And Christ, in his newest album production, is titled Antichrist Superstar. Asked by Rock Magazine interview about their connection with the Church of Satan and its leader, Anton LaVey, the band's leader responded, "Yay!" The band's leader responded, "Yay! I've always mentioned LaVey as being an influence to my way of thinking. What I have to say turns a lot of people onto his ideas. LaVey and other satanists, amen, I won't call a name, have been great influence on the way I think. They've all been antichrist in their own right. And I think I am just kind of filling their shoes. Each age has to have at least one brave individual that tried to bring an end to Christianity, which no one has managed to succeed yet. But maybe through music, we can finally do it." Y'all kind of quiet now. Getting so now you can't tell. Gospel music from worldly music. Young folks will flock to so-called fast, upbeat rock music in the name of Christianity. And they get dried up when you sing some songs that got some meaning to them. Everybody likes the beat. The beat will carry you to hell. It'll beat you out. I wish I helped me to preach. Now, I admit some songs have been wrote. Y'all kind of quiet now. And they have something. We know how far to carry. I'll beat over. There was a line we carried to, then we stopped. Getting kind of quiet in here. But in the circle that I've seen and listened to, this new stuff that's out here, it ain't from God. It's just something that makes the body move. I'm getting kind of quiet, isn't it? Even the devil will jump to a movement of the music. Getting kind of quiet here. Oh, but when you sing a song that will move the soul, hallelujah. I said, move the soul of men and women. Getting kind of quiet now. Something when the music stops moving that you still feel like praising God. Woo! Oh, y'all kind of quiet now. Hallelujah. And I'm not trying to knock modern type, you know, certain types of music. Come on here. But we know how far to go. Oh, y'all take that song, Amazing Grace. Good God, from the... How sweet the sound. Just think about it. You're standing here, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. The words say, I once was lost. I once was lost. But now I'm found. I once was blind. But now I see. I can look back over my life and see where the Lord brought me from. Through his word, I saw my faults. Through his word, I saw my sins. Through his word, I saw myself. Can I get an amen? And I can look back over my life, say he brought me from a mighty long way. I feel like it. I feel like it. I said, I feel like it. I feel like it. How y'all feel right now? My time is running out already, and I haven't got to my subject. But that's all right. That's all right. I don't believe in earrings and men's ears. I don't believe in piercing. I don't believe in tattooing. The Bible speaks against tattooing, cutting your flesh, and all that stuff. Read Leviticus. Tell you about that. Woo! Boy, y'all quiet on me now. Y'all quiet on me now. Can I get amen? And these people that's going to church, these men that's coming to church and the holiness church and got earrings in their ears. Y'all don't like me now. That's not of God. That's of the devil. y'all don't like what I'm talking about. Can I get amen, church? Somebody say amen. Woo, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody read Leviticus 19 chapter. And I got to get where I got to go and get there real quick. Good God. I'm getting ready to tell you tape after a while, but don't start taping yet because I don't want nobody to sue me. Hallelujah. Leviticus 19 chapter, somebody, 27 and 28 verse. What did it say? No cuttings in your flesh for the dead. Print any marks on you. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. Come on, church. That knockout tattooing. Y'all quiet on me now. 21st chapter, 5th verse of the same book saying, I got to get. Yeah. Now, don't go out here cutting all your hair off. You can have hair. Men. Wait a minute. We're always jumping on the women, both some of you men. Running around here with bald heads and you got hair. Wait a minute. Y'all carpet. I'm some like him. He don't have too much hair. That's natural. I ain't talking about that. So don't y'all start looking around at somebody here now. See, say, I ain't talking about your hair, man. But I'm talking about these people who's copping off these movie stars. These young men who's killing their heads. Come on, church. Putting earrings in their ears. Putting earrings in their tongue. Putting earrings in their nose. Putting earrings in their cheeks. Oh, y'all don't hear me now. Copping off of the world and coming to church looking like that. You are not of God. The Bible don't tell me you shouldn't do those things. Woo! Lord, y'all don't like me. And it said this article, it said the rock of ages tries the rock of youth. Amen. Off the network again. Amen. And instead of organ music, that's a rock band. Instead of heavy sermonizing, that's a short talk peppered with movie clips. Oh, y'all kind of quiet now. And they believe you got to get the young people, amen, around those things in order to get them saved. No, you don't. Amen. Yeah. I'm going to preach. Here's another article saying, when the party begins with prayer. It's a Friday night, and a club is jumping. The go-go band has the crowd on its feet, rocking to the staccato rhythms of congas and keyboards, hip-hop boys in baggy pants bounce to the beat, girls in tight jeans and tight shirts, and sip strawberry daiquiris and pint of Coca-Cola, whatever that is. Well, I got it wrong again. Got to go to the nightclub and just dance, amen, in the name of Jesus. And you can't get in the church, amen, and stay out. Lord, hallelujah. Can I give you one more? Then I go ahead and preach. Can I give you one more? Amen. How y'all feel right now? Thank God for Jesus. Thank God. Now, here's a note from, it's time to demote Jesus. It's time to demote, take him down. And it said, every day that these men move further and further from the truth, from the whole gospel. One of these men, theologian Robert Funk, has the Phantom of Jesus Seminar. This is an organization of Christian seminary professors and clergy funded by the Rockefellers who meet annually to proclaim newfound truths. New family. I thought the Bible said, but nothing old under the sun. Nothing new. Huh? Come on. Amen. About Jesus and the scriptures. Jesus said, wasn't God, never claimed to be God. He was merely itinerant, wandering sage. Christ did not give the Lord's Prayer to his disciples. Said the men of the Jesus cinema, nor was Jesus resurrected from the cross. These learned men insist it's time to demote Jesus, take him down. But I want to tell you, I heard God say in the Psalms, second Psalm, said, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Can I get amen? Somebody read it for me. I can't remember it all. And why the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing and the rulers and kings earth take counsel against the Lord and his anointed saying, come, let us break their bands asunder and cast away his cords from us. But the Bible said, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh at him. Woo! Can I get amen? He going to laugh. Woo! Come on, church. Finish reading. Come on, finish reading. Laugh, the Lord had them in the derision, vex them in the soul, displeasure. And regardless of what they did, the scripture going to say, yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. God put him up, and you can't take him down. God had lifted him up, and you can't demote him. Can I get amen? What God has done, you can't take away. I heard God said, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. Can I get amen, church? I might not be preaching what y'all want to hear, but I want to tell you, my thought would be if I was going to preach and finish it with the past, the present, and the future. Now you can tape. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can you wave your hands and I love the Lord? Now, some of you devils out there ain't wave nothing. That's all right. Tell me you ain't gonna love nobody. That's all right. But the Bible said God is love. God is love. Woo! How can you say you love God you've never seen? You can't even acknowledge him who you see every day. Woo! Some don't like me, but that's all right. Hallelujah. Heard somebody say yesterday, amen, come in and said, I use bad English. Well. And I was at a certain place and they said, you use bad English. I didn't hear it, but I wish I'd have heard it. But my son heard it. I didn't hear it. Because if I had heard it, I would have stopped what I was doing and confront them face to face. And you know what Paul said? I come not to you with enticing words of men's wisdom. Woo, but demonstration and the power of God. That your wish is not stand in man's wisdom. I might not dot my I's and cross my T's, but y'all understand what I'm talking about. Lord John 8, chapter 56 and 50 through the 58th verse. My time running out. I got to get through in 15 minutes. Woo! I got to have y'all out here and on your way. Amen, 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 amen. 56th verse of your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, Elatel. He ain't 50 years old yet. Y'all kind of quiet now. And hast thou seen Abraham? Go ahead. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. I said, I am. Well, I want to know, where was he? Before Abraham was. Can I get amen? How y'all feel right now? Woo! In the past, he was already there. Before Abraham was even thought of. Where was he? Kind of quiet in here. I feel all right now. We are serving a God. We are serving a Savior. that come from eternity and came into time and finished his work in time and went on back into eternity because it was not yet his time. But when the fullness of time was fully come. Woo! Good God from Zion. Hallelujah. Now I wish I could hook this up. I want to know, where did God come from? I want to know where Jesus came from. I want to know where the Holy Ghost came from. Well, where did God come from? Closest I can get is the 90th Psalm. Lord, help me to preach. I said the 90th Psalm. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. The 90th Psalm, first and second verses. I heard the writer say, Lord, thou hast been what? My dwelling place. In all what? All generations. Before the mountains were, well, before this earth was formed. Can I get, I'm going to take you back into eternity. Before the earth was formed, before our galaxy was formed, God is not a lazy God. God is a working God. The earth is nothing, ain't nothing old, it's new. I wish y'all help me to preach. And since a God is a creative God, he must have created other things before he created this earth that we're living on. Woo! Help me to preach. All we can see is just what our eyes look upon. We can see the Milky Way. We can see the moon and the stars. But there is something beyond that. That man with the naked eye can't see. Can I get amen? It took the Hubble telescope to look beyond. I said beyond. And it saw some things that we could not see in the past. But God is a creator. Before the mountains were, before what? Brought forth, formed the earth and the world from everlasting. Now, I don't know how far that was. My little finite mind can only go but so far. And I only can believe what God let me know. But I know one thing, from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God. Now you want to know where God come from? From everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God. Before the earth was formed, God is. God was. God always will be. From everlasting. And we weren't even made yet. Can I get amen? I said we weren't even made yet. But God, when you want to find out, when you get there, ask God where it come from. But I tell you one thing, when I get there, I say, when I get there, I ain't going to worry where God come from. I'll be so glad to make it in myself. I ain't going to worry where he came from. I just want to hear him say, well done! Woo! I don't know how y'all feel, but I feel all right. Woo! Can I get amen? God from everlasting. Where did Jesus come from? Well, y'all quiet on me there. I'm going to tell you where he come from, as if you don't already know. Give me Proverbs, 8th chapter of Proverbs. I'm trying to get through. Give me 10 more minutes of my time. Hallelujah. Woo! 8th chapter of Proverbs. I said 10 more minutes of my time. Your time moving on, but my time is slowing down. I'm going to let y'all out here so y'all can eat your pork chops. Come on now. Hallelujah. Proverbs, the 8th chapter of Proverbs. Y'all feeling all right? Give me the 22nd verse. The Lord. Now listen here. Don't forget now the word God is from everlasting to everlasting. That's the key word. And here it said, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way. Before the works of what? Of old. I was set up from everlasting. That connects this everlasting with the other everlasting. Can I get an amen? I was set up. Good God from Zion. I was set up. And this is the book of wisdom. And in Corinthians, it said the wisdom of God is Jesus Christ, who is the wisdom of God. So I see Jesus in Proverbs, and I was set up from everlasting. Can I get amen? Woo! From the beginning, before the earth was, when there was no depth brought forth, no fountain abounding with water. In other words, before this physical earth that we see, what we see, he said, I was back there. I am. Before Abraham, I am. I was back there in everlasting before the earth was made. Woo! Don't y'all get too quiet on me. Woo! Read. Yeah. I was brought forth. Where's that? Yeah. High part of the death. That's what the word. When he prepared the heavens, I was right there. Y'all don't like me now. I was there with him. I was in everlasting. I hadn't come into time yet. The time hadn't started yet. But I was in everlasting. Woo! I was in eternity. God lives in eternity. And in eternity, there is no time. Can I get amen? When he prepared the heavens, I was there. Yeah. Hold your point. Y'all feel all right? Let's go to Genesis. I got to get through. I smell that food. I got to get through. I can't finish it. I got to come back and next year and finish where I left off. Woo! How y'all feel right now? First chapter of Genesis. Amen. And the sixth verse, and then God said, go ahead. God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the water. And let it divide what? And let it divide what? The waters from the waters. Before it was divided, I see nothing but water. God said, let there be a division. Come on, let it separate the waters from the water. Go ahead. And God made a firmament and divided the water which were under the firmament from the water with the word above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. Not where God is now. But our heaven. Woo. Which means the earth was engulfed in a gulf of water. Y'all kind of quiet now. And God said, now let's divide these waters. Tear some up and let some stay down there. And in between there, he called the firmament heaven. The sun dwells in the heaven. The stars in the heaven. The planets in the heaven. The earth is down here. We got water down here. We got water somewhere in the heavens. Then dry land appeared. And then God said, let us make man. Woo, in our image. Good God from that. I wish I helped him to preach. After he made everything else, till everything bring forth his own kind, it immediately come to pass. But say, now, let us, woo! Can I stop this or my? Give me 1 minute to stop. Another minute to take up. Woo! No, my time. Yeah, my time. Y'all with me now? Give me Job. I got to stop. I feel myself getting wet, and that's good. That means you're preaching. Woo! 38 chapter Job. Come on in. Hallelujah. God made everything by Jesus Christ. Can I get amen? Angels were made. Woo! 38 chapter Job. I wish y'all helped me just a little while. Fifth through the seventh verse, and rush on through this. Come on. Amen. 38 chapter Job. Fifth to the seventh verse. Who had laid the measure thereof? If thou knowest. Go ahead. Talk about the earth now. Go ahead. Morning stars. Morning stars are relating to the angels. Come on now. They existed before the earth was made. And they rejoiced in seeing the earth. Y'all kind of cry. Which means they were back there. Hallelujah. In time. But not in everlasting. Come on, church. Why? Because if the angels had existed with God in the everlasting, in the beginning, they'd be equal with God. Can I get amen? But since they ain't equal with God, can I get amen? They had to be created. And there is no time when the angels did not exist. No, what I said, no time when the angels did not exist. But when they were created, then time came into being with the angels. They were created in time. Can I get, I got to close. Hallelujah. They were created in time. And so time began with the angels. Can I get amen? Time again when the earth was created, and then God said, let us make man in our image. That brought man into time. Woo! Brought him into time. Can I get an amen? Who was he talking to? He wasn't talking to no angels. Come on, he wasn't talking to Michael. He wasn't talking to Gabriel, but he was talking to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, by whom all things were made. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Where did Jesus come from? He come from God. He come from everlasting. Where did the Holy Ghost come from? You that have a dictionary can look up the word. Come on, church. They said that Jesus, amen, in theology, what's that word? Hallelujah. Son came by generation, which means he was generated, come from the Father. Y'all kind of. I know what that means, but I'm talking to Jesus now. Hallelujah. The Son came forth from the Father, and then the Holy Ghost came by spiration, which means from the Father and the Son. Woo! Can I get amen? Can I get amen? Before Abraham was, not Jesus. I'm going to throw y'all a curveball now. Not Jesus, although Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am, but not Jesus. Woo! Because in the beginning was the Word. And the Word didn't have a name Jesus. Can I get amen? The Word was in the beginning, in everlasting, with God. But when the Word brought forth, made flesh, then he came into time. Then he took on the name Jesus. I wish y'all helped me to preach. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. I said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Wasn't anything made that was made except by him. Hallelujah. That was a man sent from God whose name was John. Woo! Come to bear witness. I am not him. I just come to bear witness of him. Can I get amen? Can I get amen? And the Word was made flesh. When the eternal Word was in eternity, in everlasting, with God. Now he was made flesh, and he came in the time. And we beheld a glory full of grace, full of truth. I'm the way, I'm the truth. Nobody can come to the Father till they come on by me. I'm the door by me. If any man enter, he shall be saved. I wish y'all helped me to preach. I wish y'all helped me to preach. He came from the past. He came into the present. In the name, in the name of Jesus, he finished his course. Can I get amen? Can I get amen? What? Where are my glasses? I can't see. I can quote it. I heard Jesus say, and I'll quote it. Don't turn to it. 14 and 10, John. Believe it's there. Not that I'm in the Father. And the Father me, the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. I don't speak of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. Can I get amen? Can I get amen? Then over in the 16th chapter of John, it said, howbeit, in the 13th verse, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, which means Jesus didn't speak of himself. He only spoke what the Father told him to speak. And the Holy Ghost, when he speaks, he don't speak of himself. He speaks what he heard. I'm going to preach. Can I get amen? So the three work together, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Lord, help you oneness, folks. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to throw y'all a curveball. And I'm not a oneness preacher. But I heard the Bible say in Corinthians, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Can I get amen? Which means God was in Christ. The two worked together. Woo! And then Jesus said in the 17th, don't frown, I'm one with you. The 17th chapter of St. John. Can I get amen? He said, Father, while I was with them, I kept them. Can I get amen? Which means as a tailor, he took the place of the comforter, which is the keeper. So you got the keeper in Jesus. Because the Bible said, he being full of the Holy Ghost was led into the wilderness. So you had the Holy Ghost in him. You had the Father in him. And you had the Son in himself, yet the Son was in the Father, and the Father in the Son, and the Holy Ghost in the Son, and the Son in the Holy Ghost. Can I get amen? But I know how to rightly divide. I know how to rightly divide. Can I get amen? I heard him say, he that seen me has seen the Father. I am the express image of the invisible God. Can I get amen? The character, the quality, the nature of God wrapped up in Jesus. The power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus. And that same power can be in us. Can I get amen? Say yeah! Woo! Can I get amen? Can I get amen? Preacher, Jesus, in spite of what people say, Jesus, Elatel is not here. The Bible says he has a seat at God's right hand. Can I get amen? But he is here in the person, in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Can I get amen? Because I heard him say, I'm going away, but I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you. I'm going to talk to the Father. Yeah! Y'all don't have to move, but I feel it in my feet. I feel it in my hand. I feel it all over me. Can I get a hand? Say it! Say it! Say it! Say it! Somebody said, Jesus didn't speak in no unknown tongue. I know that when he had the Holy Ghost. You know why? The Bible said the Son was not yet manifested. Can I get amen? But he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, and the scripture said he gonna send another comforter, even the Spirit of truth. And when the Spirit of truth is come, can I get amen? On a day a Pentecost. On the day of Pentecost. On the day. I wish y'all helped me to preach. Oh, Pentecost. When it was fully come, the Bible said they all were in one place, one accord. 120, even the women. Hallelujah! 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 And suddenly, that promise that was made come down from heaven. Yeah! Lift your hands and worship the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise him. Praise God. Praise him. Hey. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. Praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. Praise him. Oh, hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy. Come on, saints of God. Amen. Worship him. Worship God. Amen. Out of your heart, give praise unto the Lord that has redeemed you, washed you by his blood, filled you with the power of his Spirit. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you.
aren't you glad you're saved? I said, aren't you glad you're saved? Amen. You know that only saved folks is going to heaven. That's all. The circle of the earth. Praise God. He is God. He is God. There's none like unto Him. Praise His name. My. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which is, which was, and which is to come. The eternal. None like unto Him. Praise God. My. Praise God. I'm a feeling better too. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want to tell you, if you miss the blessing, it's nobody's fault but your own. Amen. Because He is here. Amen. I said He is present. The Holy Ghost is a person. Amen. Jesus called Him He. He. Amen. He is a person. God the Father. God the Son. God the Holy Ghost. They're all God. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said, amen, God was in the service tonight. Well, He was, because the Holy Ghost was there. Amen. Come on here. Is anybody here? Somebody said, God saved me. Yeah, you're right, because Jesus washed you in His blood. Praise God. He's still God. I'm getting farsighted, Brother Roy. Amen. My. Hallelujah. You can be seated if you can. If you can't, just shout on. Praise God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Amen. We're so glad for Bishop Brown and his folks to be with us. Amen. Today. Amen. Now you can open your heart and just invite the King of Glory in. Amen. All day long we'll have church. Praise God. Amen. We'll serve meals at the campground as soon as service is dismissed here this morning. We'd like for the Bly family and them to come and sing for us this morning before we dismiss and go to dinner. But we're glad for you to be here. They'll be ministering in the service this afternoon. And then again in the service tonight, amen. Give our folks that's with Bishop Brown the first priority in the food line today, because they've got to meet a schedule in Baltimore when they get through here. And amen. We appreciate each one of you being here. Praise God. And let's see here. What else do I need to announce? Amen. Service this afternoon. 2 o'clock or shortly thereafter, back here for service tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll have no youth service tonight. Amen. Put all our effort into these two remaining services. Aren't you glad for the Brown to be here this morning? Amen. You enjoyed that preaching? Praise God. Hallelujah. I always appreciate the invitation to go down to Centerville and preach at their church, Blessed Trinity. Praise God. We have a time. I mean, they'll preach you to death down there. Praise God. Hallelujah. I enjoy it. I appreciate it. Amen. And, while the Blythes are coming, let's receive the tithe this morning. Amen. Brother Mac and Brother Fraser, come receive the tithe. The first fruit of your increase belongeth to the Lord. The Bible said the tithe is the Lord's. Amen. And you give as God has blessed you and promised you, prospered you. Amen. This week. God bless your heart. We're glad to have the Bly family with us. And they've been a blessing in this area many times. They've been here before. And we appreciate them. And amen. Brother Mac, will you pray over the tithes this morning?
It won't hurt the choir that was singing a while ago. Come on back up here, would you, and help us sing this. On time God, do y'all know that one? He's an on time God. We might not sing it like you do, but you can help us and we can do our best together. Oh, he's an on-time God, yes he is. Oh, on-time God, yes he is. Oh, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God, yes he is. Oh, he's an on-time God, yes he is. Oh, on time God, yes he is. Oh, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on time God, yes he is. You can ask the children of Israel, they were trapped at the Red Sea by that mean old Pharaoh and his army. They had water all around them and old Pharaoh at their back. But then out of nowhere, God stepped in and made a highway just like that. Let me tell you, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Sing it again. Oh, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God, yes he is. You can ask Mary and Martha, their brother Lazarus was sick in bed. They said, Jesus, please come heal him. But Jesus waited till he was dead. And they said, Lord, we don't understand it. Why you waited till now to come? But Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, and death let him go. And he came walking out of the tomb. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Sing it. Oh, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. You can ask the children of Israel, they were trapped at the Red Sea by that mean old Pharaoh and his army. They had water all around them and old Pharaoh at their back. But then out of nowhere, God stepped in and made a highway just like that. Let me tell you, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Sing it again. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. One more time. Oh, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Oh, he's an on-time God. He's an on-time God. Yes, he
an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
Oh,
come when you want him. Right on time. He's an on-time. Praise God. Sing it again. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's an yes, he is.
Oh,
he may not come when you want him.
He'll
be there right on time.
Woo!
Hallelujah! Say it again! He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to let Brother Steve ask the blessing on the food, and you that want to go eat, have at it. We might sing a while.
Pray, Brother Steve. He's no time. Yes, he is. He's an old time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he's always right on time. He's an old time God. Hey, man, he's an old time God. Yes, he is. He's an old time God. Yes, he is. Oh, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. Glory to God. Hey, man, he's an old time God. Yes, he is. He's an old time God. Yes, he is. God. Yes, he is.
He's on time. On time. On time.
On time.
Yes, he's on time. On time.
Praise God.
On time. On time. Yes, he's on time. On time. On time. On time. Yes, he's on time. He's on time. On time.
On time.
Oh, he may not come when you want him.
We there right on time.
Well, he's on time,
God.
He's in on time,
God.
He's in on time,
God.
Oh, he's on time, on time, on time. Yes, he's on time. He's on time.
Oh,
on time, on time.
Woo!
Yes.
Hey,
on time.
Yes,
on time. On time.
Hey, hey,
yes,
hey.
He's on time. He's on time. On time. On time. Well, he may not come when you want him. He's there right on time. He's there on time,
God.
He's
there. Yes, he is, God.
He's there.
Time, God. Hallelujah. Lift your hands in worship.
Yeah, yeah.
Lift your hands in worship. Holy, 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 holy. Lord God Almighty, which is, which was, is to come, the eternal. Praise God. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. You can go eat if you want to, or you can sing and shout if you want to. God bless.
Right on time, he's there.